This week on Latino USA, the story of the only registered Mexican-American Holocaust survivor and how he risked everything to document the horrors he witnessed inside the Berga concentration camp. Find it on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts.
Si el ritmo te lleva a mover la cabeza, ya empezamos como es. Mi música no discrimina a nadie, así que vamos a romper toda mi gente.
From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. Pop musician J Balvin says he's on a mission. He's intent on proving that Spanish language music, and specifically reggaeton, can bring people together in ways that are unprecedented. And so far, he's right. This track, Mi Gente, has clocked in almost 2 billion views on YouTube since it was released as a single last summer. That's right, that's 1.8 billion views so far. This week on Alt Latino, we talk about how that happened with the global phenom, J Balvin, and we talked to him about his new record, Vibras. And to do this, I needed some help. I brought in NPR Music's Stephanie Fernandez to join me in the conversation with J Balvin. Stephanie, welcome back to Alt Latino.
Thank you, Felix. We caught up with J Balvin while he was in the midst of a major media blitz in a New York hotel to promote his new record. Both Felix and I have interviewed him before, so it was more like catching up. I started by asking him about his mission to globalize reggaeton and Latin pop music, and he says 2 billion views is just the beginning.
I think we're in the process. We really proved the world that a completely Spanish song, it really can take over the world.
So what comes next in that process?
There's a lot. You know, right now with Nicki Jam, the song is with Super Global X.
Mm-hmm.
Another one that is global right now, it's I Like It with Cardi B and Bad Bunny.
Yeah.
Now we got another song with Leon Payne, which is going up, Familiar. So all those songs are really global, like top 10 worldwide right now. And it's amazing, you know, it's amazing how it's really showing again that, you know, this is just the beginning.
You know, Jay, you've been making music for a while, well over a decade. And as we talked just before we started the interview, I saw you very, very early in your career. How do you think your music has changed and how have you changed over the years?
So, yeah, I think I'm not the same one as I used to, of course, but I'm looking for be better, you know. So the same with the music, you know, I just want to make better music every day as I want to be a better human being every day.
I was curious about what made J Balvin want to be a musician in the first place. A native of Medellin, Colombia, he grew up in a musical culture that is rich with influences, ranging from salsa, Afro-Colombian music, to cumbia. All of that was certainly part of his childhood listening, but it was another musical visionary that made one of the strongest impacts on the young José Álvaro Osorio Balvin.
When I was a kid, like Nirvana, you know, Kurt Cobain, you know, it's just the fact that how revolutionary he was at that time, you know, he changed the game. So that's what we want to do, to change the game.
Come as you are, as you were, as I want you to be.
What do you think the kid version, the young J Balvin in Medellin, what would he think about all this going back to your early days?
I was right. I was right, you know. I wasn't crazy. The crazy were the other ones.
And now the latest music from that young visionary. A track from the new album Vibras. This is Machica.
Mama, vamos a romper. No hay tiempo pa' perder. De la disco pa'l motel. Más mala que Anabel. Baile todo le hacen coro. Te deja marcado como el zorro. No pierdo mi tiempo, es oro. Todo me lo gasto, no ahorro.
Más chica, más chica, más chica. Turbo Nitro en la máquina. Siempre pa'lante, nunca pa' atrás.
Aquí estamos duros, somos global.
Estoy muy borracho y no puedo más. Y no puedo más. Estoy muy borracho y no puedo más. Y no puedo más.
Más chica, más chica.
Oye, oye.
Más chica, más chica. Más chica, más chica. Más chica, más chica.
Más chica, más chica. Más chica, más chica. Más chica, más chica. Más chica, más chica, más chica.
Calienteaste en la nevera. En la cima sin escalera. La sensación de la favela. Salió a romper frontera. Las mujeres como yo que no se quitan. Que de lejos se identifican. Siempre están cuando las solicitan. La chica que yo soy tu chica.
Representa tu bandera. Mi música es nueva era. A mí me dan pe donde sea. Machuca que estás que te quema.
Estoy muy borracho y no puedo más. Y no puedo más.
Estoy muy borracho y no puedo más. Y no puedo más.
Más chica, más chica.
Oye, oye.
Más chica, más chica. Más chica, más chica. Más chica, más chica.
Más chica, más chica. Más chica, más chica. Más chica, más chica. Más chica, más chica, más chica.
Dale lenta, el golpe avisa. Mi no conoce Julissa. Vengo con la buena vibra. Con J Balvin, con Anita.
Más chica, más chica, más chica.
Turbo Nitro en la máquina. Estamos en vivo, mami, ya tú sabes.
¿Qué hubo? Dale, vamos a machucar.
Más chica, más chica.
Oye, oye.
Más chica, más chica. Más chica, más chica. Más chica, más chica.
Más chica, más chica. Más chica, más chica. Más chica, más chica. Más chica, más chica, más chica.
Más chica, más chica.
Más chica,
más chica.
Más chica,
más chica. Más chica, más chica. Más chica.
J Balvin. Zion. Anita.
Aruba Corsago Negro.
So let's talk about the new record, Vibras. What makes this new album different than your previous albums or your previous songs? What's the key here?
The key here is that we've been showing the world that we're not one hit wonder when it comes to global. That's why the album, the sound, and the music has to be at the same level as the hits that we've been making. So we made it with the fact that we want everybody to love the album, even though they don't understand what I'm saying, which is what's going on right now.
I think that's important. People started really talking about Mi Gente, you know, well before Beyonce was on it. I mean, that certainly helped bring it to a new audience.
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, Beyonce jumped when the song was already a huge success, you know, so the move with Beyonce was more like a cultural thing that than anything else, you know.
To have the queen on your song.
Yes, so grateful.
Let's talk about the reggaeton beat that you are using in the music. And what is it that you do to, I guess it's maybe soften the edges a little bit. What is it that you do? How do you change it or how do you add to it that makes it so much more popular? Because it's been around for a long time. Is it that people just didn't hear it in the right way before? What is it that you do when you go into a studio and you're going to bring that out?
We always think about somebody in Asia or somebody in Africa or somebody in another part of the world that don't know Spanish, how they will feel with the melody and with the sound. Like, would they love it or not? Mm-hmm. And that's how we started.
Okay, let's see if the folks in Asia are listening. Here is another track from the new album from J Balvin. This is Ahora.
Vamos a dejar que esto pase. Y mientras tú te entretienes, yo me vuelvo fanático de lo que haces. Quédate aquí, te conviene. Si hay guerra, podemos hacer las paces. Yo quiero que tú me enseñes todo lo que tú haces, tú haces.
Tantas son las horas
cuando estamos a solas, que quiero tenerte ahora. Me matas si te demoras. Me amo tu actitud, creo que voy a contestar ahora, ahora, por si después me ignoras. Tantas son las horas cuando estamos a solas, que quiero tenerte ahora. Me matas si te demoras. Me amo tu actitud, creo que voy a contestar ahora, ahora, por si después me ignoras.
Te atreves también, pero me pones tan mal. Quédate a mí aquí por si no te vuelvo a encontrar. Te conviene y lo sabes, como sabes actuar. Y por más que lo disfrace, yo lo sé interpretar. Si todo va bien, no hay por qué pasarlo mal. Tantas son las horas que ya ni quiero esperar. Te conviene y lo sabes, que te quieres quedar. No empezó, pero ya sabes cómo va a terminar. Presiento que quieres acabar encima de mí. Dime, yo paro el tiempo. Siempre recuerda que tantas son las horas cuando estamos a solas, que quiero tenerte ahora. Me matas si te demoras. Me amo tu actitud, creo que voy a contestar ahora, ahora, por si después me ignoras. Tantas son las horas cuando estamos a solas, que quiero tenerte ahora. Me matas si te demoras. Me amo tu actitud, creo que voy a contestar ahora, ahora, por si después me ignoras.
Con confianza le damos hasta el suelo. Un par de copas yo ya sé que puedo. Tómate tu tiempo, mi nena, yo espero. Aunque me mate, solo sugiero.
No hay más que hablar, dímelo después. Baby, ahora hay que aprovechar, por si no se vuelva a dar otra vez. No hay más que hablar, dímelo después. Baby, ahora hay que aprovechar, por si no se vuelva a dar otra vez. Tantas son las horas cuando estamos a solas, que quiero tenerte ahora. Me matas si te demoras. Me amo tu actitud, creo que voy a contestar ahora, ahora, por si después me ignoras. Tantas son las horas cuando estamos a solas, que quiero tenerte ahora. Me matas si te demoras. Me amo tu actitud, creo que voy a contestar ahora, ahora, por si después me ignoras.
J Balvin, man, Sky rompiendo, Tiny, reggae, reggaeton, yeah, yeah, como reggae, reggaeton, yeah. Estamos rompiendo, no estamos rompiendo, muchachos. Let go, let go.
You're listening to Alt Latino. I'm Stephanie Fernandez.
And I'm Felix Contreras, and we're talking to global superstar J Balvin about his new album, Vibras.
Vibras runs the gamut of what J Balvin does best. Songs like Peligrosa with Wisin y Yandel and No Es Justo with Zion y Lennox are his bread and butter, collaborating with these reggaeton veterans to prove that once again he can write a good reggaeton song. But the treat from the record is to hear some of the genre experiments, like his collaboration with Spanish flamenco singer Rosalía on the track Brillo.
Estoy brillando con highlighter, no lo ves, un clavel en mi melena, no lo ves, subió 15 stories, no lo ves, mira que quiero ser buena, no lo ves, no, no, no lo ves.
Niño,
tú tienes que amarme, escucha la ciudad, lloran con mi pena, si salgo a cantar, tráeme el desayuno, mánteme grata, a lo que te pida, te llevo a cenar.
Dentro de poco va a ser demasiado tarde, mira niño si tú sigues por ahí, me ser buena. No lo ves.
Na, 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 na. Siempre me dice que no va a esperarme. Na, 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 na. Llego y arreglamos antes de acostarme.
Dentro de poco va a ser demasiado tarde. Mira, niña, si tú sigues por ahí, me tomo una molestia de avisarte. Un día despierto si ya no me ves aquí.
Pa' que highlighte, si tú brillas sola. Quiero ser el número uno de tu emisora. Me convierto en surfista pa' montarme en tu sola. Le pido a Dios que te cuide, pero tú te cuidas sola. Soy hombre difícil de controlar. Te asegura, piénsalo antes de actuar. Relájate conmigo que tú crees y juntos nos quedamos viendo Netflix.
Se caen las lágrimas. Si te miro, me giro sin decir nada.
Calla.
No juegues con fuego, ma. Ten cuidado que al final te vas a quemar. Estoy brillando con highlighter. No lo ves. Un clavel en mi melena. No lo ves. Subí 15 stories. No lo ves. Mira que quiero ser buena. No lo ves.
Calla. Hola, mi José.
Así sí. La Rosalía, mira.
Toma que toma.
There's a lot of different songs on this album and a lot of different sounds on this album. Do you have a favorite?
I don't. You know, I definitely don't, because it's like every song is a different vibe, and you know, I hope people are really going to feel how beautiful it is.
You know, the hype around this album has been centered on this being a crossover album. And especially building on the success of Mi Gente. Let's talk a little bit about that idea of crossover. Is, from where I sit and having watched other moments of Latin music crossover, this seems to be different in that it's not the Latin music crossing over to the American market. It's everybody else coming over to the Latin market or to the Latin sound, or even in Spanish lyrics. You know, how are you viewing this? Are you viewing it as a crossover, or are you viewing it as people coming to the Latin culture and Latin music?
That both. You know, the music is getting so loud and getting so stronger that, you know, people will want to jump in the wave, and they're welcome, because this is just the beginning.
Just the beginning of what?
Of the movement of, you know, to make Spanish really super mainstream.
So this has the possibility of succeeding where other so-called Latin music explosions didn't. Going back to, I'm old enough to remember Santana in the 60s, and then living through, like, for example, Gloria Estefan in the 80s, and mm-hmm. you know, Ricky Martin, Shakira in the 90s after that. You know, this has the potential to make all of that seem small. And I'm wondering what it is that you think, what's the factor? Is it social media? Is it technology? What is the thing that makes this have so much potential just to blow up all around the world?
I think everything has been helping us, you know, but the most important thing is the music. Without the music, there's no world domination, you know, like if we don't have good music, people won't listen to us, so it's game over. But I think the most important thing is the sound and the melodies and the, you know, do great music. And after that, of course, the internet has helped us a lot, you know, because now the world it's smaller than it used to.
And it used to be that musicians coming from Latin America or even other countries, the big nut to crack was to come into the United States, the U.S. market. Even the Beatles in 1964, you know, they had to come and conquer the U.S. But with the numbers that you have and the numbers that are out there right now, do you even need the U.S. market to show some kind of success?
I think, of course, it's important. It's really important, you know. It's really important to make a real, you know, a great statement. My dreams are too big, so why not?
Dreaming big never hurt anyone. And in this case, those dreams are fueled by finely crafted music and a calculated marketing plan, and propelled by a reggaeton beat that was once a bit renegade, but is now the pulse of incredibly popular music. Here's another track from Vibras. This is No Es Justo with Zion y Lennox.
Cuando empiezas a bailar, es justo, es justo. Y lo noto en tu mirar, te gusto, te gusto.
sonando esta canción y oyéndote. Si te acercas a mí no pares. Y si te digo está lindo una y otra vez. Eso te gusta y lo sabes.
Cuando empiezas a bailar me asusto, me asusto. Y lo noto en tu mirar. A mí no pares. Y si te digo está lindo no hay otra vez. Eso te gusta y lo sabes.
Si ti no existe la discoteca. Ya te he dado mucho y poco tú me das. De la fiesta eres la pieza que falta. Si vas a pasarla rico solo faltas tú. Deja de llevar. Estás ansiosa, lo puedo notar. Todas tus ganas las puedo calmar. Si yo soy lo que te hace falta. Y aquí solo faltas tú.
A bailar, me asusto, me asusto. Y lo noto en tu mirar. Te gusto, te gusto. Sonando esta canción y lloviéndote. Si te acercas a mí no pares. Y si te digo está lindo no hay otra vez. Eso te gusta y lo sabes.
Hoy vine a verte otra vez. Yo solo quiero hacerlo otra vez. Y no sé lo que tú me hiciste. Vestirte.
Hoy salí a verte otra vez. Yo solo quiero hacerlo otra vez. Y no sé lo que tú me hiciste. Me dieron ganas de desvestirte.
Un par de miradas y como si nada. Va pasando el tiempo, se acorta la distancia. Que tendrán tus besos, que mis labios llaman. Empezó en deseo, terminó en realidad. Vente. Y es evidente que yo te gusto, de lejos se siente. Déjate llevar que estaba en el ambiente. Sígueme el plan que yo lo tengo en mente. Cuando empiezas a bailar, no es justo, no es justo. Y lo noté en tu mirar. Te gusto, te gusto. Sonando esta canción y lloviéndote. Si te acercas a mí no pares. Y si te digo está lindo una y otra vez. Eso te gusta y lo sabes.
Cuando empiezas a bailar, me asusto, me asusto. Y lo noto en tu mirar. Te gusto, te gusto. Sonando esta canción y lloviéndote. Si te acercas a mí no pares. Y si te digo está lindo no hay otra vez. Eso te gusta y lo sabes.
Hoy vine a verte otra vez. Yo solo quiero hacerlo otra vez.
G-Balvin, man.
Say you, baby.
G-Balvin, man.
That was No Es Justo from the new album by J Balvin. You're listening to Alt Latino.
So we saw a huge response to both your song Mi Gente and Despacito by Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee last year. Your new album and a few other releases build on that foundation of inclusion. And yet we saw a video go viral last week of a lawyer yelling at a Midtown restaurant at the workers about how they needed to speak English because this is America. Do you think a guy like that represents how Americans think about Latinos in this country?
No, I don't think so. It was just one crazy guy of a few, you know, but they just speak too loud.
Do you feel any responsibility as an artist with this kind of following to take on any larger social issues at all? Not necessarily political, but social issues.
No, it's more like a human thing, you know, than say like socialist or political. It's human beings. We need respect. We got to respect each other.
But you canceled your 2015 Miss USA performance, which was going to be a huge moment for you, back when Donald Trump was still a co-owner of the pageant, right after his controversial comments about immigrants from Mexico. And more recently, you collaborated with Bad Bunny, De La Ghetto, and others on Dime, in which you say the lyric, "Tiene la actitud de Maduro, pues quédate con ese burro." before you all give Venezuela's president Nicolas Maduro the finger. And
yes,
you haven't shied from those kind of, you know, socio-political statements in the past. And now that your platform is bigger than ever, do you think you're going to continue to engage with that?
No, but that wasn't political. That was like, he just been kind of like an animal. So we got to tell him to stop, you know, but it's not a political thing. It's like he's really going beyond political. It's just like super dumb.
Here's the part of that song Dime where he makes a reference to the controversial president of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro.
Tiene la actitud de Maduro, pues quédate con ese burro.
As we mentioned earlier, reggaeton did have some rough edges when it first began to pick up steam in the mid-1990s, starting in Panama and Puerto Rico. It was music from the streets, a direct challenge to the soft edges of Spanish-language pop.
Early reggaeton was dominated by male performers and didn't always reflect the most enlightened regard toward women, but gradually that changed as it became more mainstream.
But for some music fans, reggaeton still has a bad rap. Despite its surging global popularity in the hands of artists like J Balvin and, of course, Daddy Yankee and Luis Fonsi's hit Despacito.
So does J Balvin think the criticism of the genre is still warranted?
Nah, I think it's what is changing so much, you know. I don't see what's the hate for reggaeton, you know. It's always going to be somebody that don't like you. It's life.
I'm fascinated by some of the collaborations you had, in particular the one with Carla Morrison. She's one of my favorite singers.
Really. Me too.
Yeah. Like, how did that work out, and what gave you the idea to reach out to her?
I'm always been a big fan of her, so I don't know. One day I just wake up and I was like, Carla Morrison should open my album. So, you know, I contact her and she was super down to make it, and which I'm so grateful because, you know, we need to win the Grammys this year, like really showing the world how to, you know, unify different vibes and different artists in one album and make it special.
I found that moment on the song Vibras with Mexican vocalist Carla Morrison one of the best surprises of the album, because we get to hear what is actually a prelude to Mi Gente, a song that we all know so well by now. And when that song becomes Mi Gente, it's a very special moment when you realize, wow, these guys really know what they're doing. They're doing something new, just outside of the reggaeton box. Here is Vibras.
Even when I met you back in Medellin, you're always looking forward, right? And this whole conversation has been all about the current record, but also looking forward to the future and like you say, expanding the message. You know, what do you see in the future? What is your next project besides this? I mean, you're just putting out a record, but what's in the future for J Balvin? What's going on?
Well, you know, I think we got to wait until, you know, the album drops and you know, want to see people's reaction and you know, and keep making more hits. You know, to be a legend, you know, we have to make a lot of right moves and great music. So, you know, we on that.
Tengo la necesidad de saber lo que piensas cuando piensas en mí. En la intimidad me convence de que no me arrepienta de las cosas que me hace a mí. Y su pelo que le llega al suelo, una mirada que no refleja miedo, un deseo que me tiene preso. Le quiero mentir pero le soy sincero. Aquí dañándome la mente, he sido paciente cuando te demoras. Hace tiempo quería verte y hoy por suerte sé que te debo. Es una nena mala y no le quiere bajar. Y si hay humo en el ambiente, se pone demente y no quiere parar. Me
que sale cuando ya es tarde. Tiene su punto y yo se lo encontré.
J Balvin, thank you so much, man, for taking time to talk to us here on Alt Latino. You're always welcome here. Bring new music. Bring music that you grew up with. Whatever you want to do, man, you can come and hang out, and we'll talk about music anytime.
Thank you guys so much. So grateful, and thank you for the opportunity. Thank you.
J Balvin, a fascinating young man with a clear vision and incredibly popular music. Stephanie, his goal is to globalize Latin music and reggaeton. Do you think he can do it?
He's already done it. He's just going to continue to make it bigger than it ever was before.
Stephanie Fernandez, thank you so much for joining us this week on Alt Latino.
Thank you, Felix.
I'm Felix Contreras. This has been Alt Latino, and we're going to end the show with another track from the new album by J Balvin. This is called Ambiente. Thanks for listening.
Animal, ese que sale cuando ya es tarde, tiene su punto y yo se lo encontré. Yeah, si quieres, dime a ver, tú estás, yo también.